Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real to my soul. My God is real. He has voice that made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel it in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, I can feel it made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. God is real, I can't feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Macedonia Call around the globe. We are coming into your home or wherever you may be from Southern Ohio. I'm Sister Joanna Green here with my husband, Evangelist Clint Green. Praise God. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will be glad and rejoice in it. Praise the Lord. I might have said that backwards, but that's okay. This is April the 26th. Of 2013, praise the Lord, coming to you at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. And if you'd like to call in and be with us, you're so welcome to. If you have a prayer request or just want to give your testimony or help us preach, praise the Lord. We believe in being born again, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. So you could call in at 347-989-8862. I always try to say it twice to give you a chance to get a pen to write it down. It's 347-989-8862. And we're battling some allergies here. You might hear my husband cough or me choke up a little bit. But praise God, it's all good anyhow. If you want to reach us by email, it's heisrisen38@aol.com. heisrisen38@aol.com. And at this time, we've got a special guest here that we'd like for her to go ahead and read this to you. It goes right along with what we've been talking about for the last few weeks here. And this is our daughter. She's 9 years old, and it's Rachel Green.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness He called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Train up a child the way it should go. Praise the Lord. When it's old, it will return. Praise God. Hoping she don't never go anywhere. But, you know, we got to train them up and knowing the Word of God. And this is the hour, I tell you, darkness is upon the land. The saints of old has preached and taught about this time right now that we are living in. And praise God, we better be ready because darkness is definitely here on the land. Like Brother Tim Hall, we was with him and revival. He had a three-week revival in Liberty, Kentucky. If you ever get a chance to be in Liberty, Kentucky, we encourage you to stop and visit Brush Creek Pentecostal Church. That's Brush, B as in boy, R-U-S-H, Brush Creek Pentecostal Church. It's on 49 in Liberty, Kentucky. We was with him. We got to be in there, the revival, the last three nights. It was fantastic. God is moving. You hear about the old timers say how the Lord moved back 20, 30 years ago. Well, he hasn't changed. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God. We got a little slack, the saints did, on seeing the power of God move. People quit paying the price to see the gifts of moving in the churches. But, you know, it was in that little town of Liberty, Kentucky, that many souls were saved. And the revival was only supposed to be a week, but it went on for 3 weeks. And then there was a few deaths, and they ended the revival. But while I got that on my mind, remember the Richardson family yesterday on the 25th, Brother Eddie Richardson, he went suddenly. He passed away, 48 years old, and they're going to be doing his funeral here soon. But remember that family and grandchildren and children, and it was just a big loss. And he, from what I understand, he was a great preacher. We got to meet him one time a few weeks ago. Brother Yearwood was in revival in Chillicothe, Ohio, and he came from Cincinnati to Chillicothe to hear Brother Yearwood. And so we had the privilege to meet him before he left this world. At this time, I'm going to turn this over to, it looks like we have some callers here. Praise God. I'm going to have, and we'll go in order here. It looks like 423 area code. Come in, tell us who you are and where you're at.
My name is Eddie Bolton. I'm from La Follette, Tennessee.
Praise God, Brother Eddie. Go ahead and obey the Lord there. We're still on the Lamb of God.
I want to read a scripture here in the 38th chapter, the 10th chapter of the book of Acts, in the 38th verse. It said, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil. And over here in the 4th chapter of the book of Hebrews, in the 14th verse, seeing then we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. And, you know, if the devil can get our profession of faith, he's got us backslid. If we give up our profession of faith, then we've given up everything that God has given us. He said, let us hold fast our profession of faith. And, brother, when we hold it fast, it causes us to be steadfast, and it'll cause us to stand and to go on. And, you know, people will come up a lot of times and they'll give you a hard time because they don't believe what you're doing. But, you know, it don't matter what people thinks about it. It's what God has called you to do. It's what God has given you. And it comes from God. It don't come from people anyway. It comes from God. And I thank God tonight for this opportunity to be on this broadcast. And I want you to know tonight, when you hold fast that profession of faith, that God will strengthen you. And you might even get to the place that you don't know, you can't see where you're going to maybe sometime, but it's like Jesus told them to get into the ship and go over to the other side, and they got in and they started over there. When they got out into the middle of the Sea of Galilee, there was a storm rose up, and Jesus went into them walking on the fourth watch of the night, and he got out there where they're at, and the Bible said that they thought he was a spirit. And he said, be not afraid, it is I. And Peter looked at him and said, Lord, if it be you, bid me to come to you on the water. And Jesus said, come on, Peter. And Peter bailed out of that boat, and he began to walk on the water. And as he walked on the water, he started out there. But the Bible says he's seeing the waves. He began to sink. He began to get afraid. But he looked back at the Lord and said, Lord, save me. And Jesus reached down and took him by the hand and picked him up, and he began to walk, and they walked back to the boat on the water. And tonight I want to encourage you to hold fast that profession of faith that God has given you. Go ahead, Sister Green.
Praise God. Amen, Brother Eddie. Stay with us there, and we're going to have you come back in, obey the Lord some more there. This is our second week that we've gone on now for an hour, and the Lord has surely blessed us. And, you know, we've been, we looked at the reaches, and it's over 33,000 people listening, and we've been on now, this is our 13th episode, so it's been a little over 90 days, praise God, and 33,000 listeners are listening already, and people's looking for the real thing, and, you know, they're, praise God, they're looking to hear the truth, and there's a counterfeit for everything when you've got the real thing, praise the Lord, but, you know, we tell them the truth, and the truth will set them free, hallelujah. 770, go ahead, come in and tell us who you are and just obey God.
Praise the Lord, Sister, Brother, Sister Green. This is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Thank you, Brother John. Go ahead and obey the Lord, brother.
I know we're speaking about the Lamb. God dealt with me out of John chapter 4. The scripture says, this is indeed the Christ. This is indeed the Anointed One. And here in John chapter 4, Jesus is on his way, on a journey, the Bible says, and that it's necessary for him to go to Samaria, to Sychar, a parcel of land dear to the will of Jacob. And Jacob was a patriarch, amen, and to have a well of water there in the midst of the desert was a place of provision. And we know tonight, amen, that as the beginning of that chapter that spoke about there, because the Samaritans had no dealings with the Jews, and the Jews had no dealings with the Samaritans. And here Jesus sat upon the well and asked the woman for a drink. She had come at an hour. The Bible says it was the sixth hour. And usually at that time, the women there in the Middle East, they would draw the water, but because of her lifestyle, because of the way that she lived and the circumstances, she had waited until later on in the day to go to the well. And because of that time of being at the well, this is an appointed time for her to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. And we find in the end that she come to get that water of substance, that water that would sustain her. But as she came, he asked her for a drink, and again, she answered, she said, had no, there in verse 9, she said that the Jews had no dealing with the Samaritan. And Jesus told her in verse 10, he said, thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. This woman desired that living water, and she looked and she saw that he had nothing to draw with. But you need to know tonight, amen, that the Lord Jesus Christ and the Spirit of the Lord is a well within us tonight, church. It springs up, amen, that we don't have to have that outside source, that outside bucket to draw with, because it springs up within us. The Bible speaks of in John chapter 7, the well in us. This was what he's speaking of, the Holy Ghost. But tonight we need to know, amen, that he was talking and going on over there to the verse 25. He said, and the woman saith unto him, she said, I know the Messiah is cometh. In other words, I know the Anointed One is coming, which is called Christ, or the Anointed One. When he has come, he will tell us all things. Verse 26, and Jesus said to her, I that speaketh unto thee am he. I am the Messiah. I am the Christ. I am the Anointed One.
Amen.
She said unto him in verse 27, and said, upon this came his disciples and marveled that he had talked with a woman. Yet no man said, why seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? No one said anything to him, because they had been sent into the city to go get meat, to go get provision. But while they went to go get the meat, amen, and bring back to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord began to speak to her, began to tell her that he had water to give unto her, that she'd never thirst again, a water that would spring up into everlasting life, a water, amen, because she had come to this well, that he was the source, that there was something that, as she come to him, as she come to that well, tonight, church, it will come to Christ, it will come to the Anointed One, it will come, we'll find out indeed that he is the Christ, that he is the one and only. And we find, amen, he began to tell her about her life, he began to tell her how that she lived in her situation, and he began to ask her, amen, about her family, and hallelujah, and that she answered and said that she had no husband. He said, thou as well says that you have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou who is not thy husband, and that thou hast truly said. And she said, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Then she began to talk about where to worship. The Samaritans worship in Mount Gerizim. There was a place of worship. And the Jews worship in their place of worship. Amen, was in Jerusalem. And so they found and they talked about and discussed about the places of worship. But then the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, began to tell her that it wasn't about being worshiping in Jerusalem or worshiping in Mount Gerizim, but it was worshiping in spirit and in truth, that this would be the hour that the true worshipers, just like Brother Sister Green, you talked about this revival there in Liberty, Kentucky. There's a true hour of worship and a true place of worship, and it's in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to come to that well. We have to come to indeed the Christ. He is the one and only source. He is the one and only place of the anointing that will bring revival, that will bring resurrecting power into your life. And the Bible says, amen, that she talked about there, that the woman there, verse 28, that the woman left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith unto the men, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? You need to know tonight that when you're going to a place and you're coming to a place of provision, you're coming to a place to sustain you, you need to know tonight that there's a one by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that will cause you to leave your water pot, cause you to leave what you came out to get, cause you to leave and go and declare, is this not the Christ? Is this not the Lamb? Is this not the Anointed One? Is this not? Is there not anyone like this? Is in this indeed the Christ? And then the Bible says, in there in verse 31, he says, in the meanwhile, the disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said to them, I have meat to eat that you know not of. Thereof said the disciples one to another, hath any man brought him aught to eat? They didn't understand. They didn't have a spiritual understanding. It was a revelation that he had something that was sustaining him. And his sustaining was, the Bible says there in verse 34, Jesus saying unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. What sustained the Lord Jesus Christ? What sustained him was to do the will of the Father and to finish the work that God had sent him to do. You have to understand that he went out of his way. Sychar was not on the way to Jerusalem, but he went out of his way. You need to know tonight, right now, those of you who need to sound my voice, the Lord Jesus Christ, seemingly, he's went out of his way. He's come down out of heaven. He's come to right to you, right where you're at tonight, whether you're at a well, whether you're, no matter what country, no matter what situation, no matter what circumstances, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is indeed the Christ, has come to tell you and declare you everything that has been done in your life, that hallelujah, it's time tonight to know that he is indeed the Christ. And the Bible says, there in verse 35, say not ye that there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest? He asked the question there, behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look into the fields, for there are white already the harvest. What he was saying is, it's time. It's time for us not to look away, for the harvest is already ripe. You need to know not only there are many, amen, the Bible says in Galatians, be not weary in well-doing, for thou shalt reap if thou faint not in due season. So many times there, we might get tired. We might get weary of well-doing. But if we get tired of weary of well-doing, we'll not reap that harvest. It is a time to reap the harvest. It's a time of revival. It's a time of resurrecting power. It's a time for us to not pull off what we need to do today. It's a time of harvest. It's a time to finish the Father's work. It's a time to be sustained by the meat, and that meat is an end time revival, resurrecting power, like there in Liberty, like there, amen, in the industry, like there, amen, in all these services, like there right now where you're at. Many, amen, are having the resurrecting power, end time revival, an end time, and the Lord Jesus Christ sitting down at a place of a well, amen, and people are leaving their water pots, people are leaving these things, and going and declaring that this is indeed the Christ, this is the one, this is the Anointed One, this is the Lamb of God. And the Bible says not to cut it off, but it is time now, for the harvest is already ripe, the harvest. And the Bible says that he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit and the life eternal. That both he that soweth and he that reapeth rejoice together. Tonight we're rejoicing together because there are those that are sowing and they're reaping together. Tonight from this broadcast, we will reap of the harvest together. Brother and Sister Green, Brother Yearwood, Brother Eddie Bolton, Sister Green's mother, whoever speaks in this broadcast, we are rejoicing together. We're bringing in the sheep together. We're rejoicing, amen. We're sowing and we're reaping together, amen, because tonight there's rejoicing over one sinner who repents, more than 100 righteous. Or 99 righteous. Tonight we have to reach out. The Bible says, and herein is that saying, true, one soweth and another reapeth.
Yeah.
I speak you to reap that well upon you bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and you are entering into the midst of their labors. And many of the Samaritans in the city believed on him, for the saying of the woman was testified. He told me all that ever I did. The Samaritan woman went back to Sychar. She began to testify. She became a living testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. Church, tonight, we need to become a living testimony. We need to present our bodies a living testimony. He said, I beseech you, brother, by the mercies of God, that you present yourself a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable, which is your reasonable service. She became a material witness. She became an overcomer by the word of her testimony. God spoke to her one day in a well. She left her water pot. He gave her everlasting life. A water of life. He gave her the water of life freely. When she received that, she came and she shared that water. Amen. She had nothing to draw with, but it became a well within her. It became water of life within her. She began to testify that this is indeed the Christ. This is the Messiah. The Bible says, how can you hear except you have a preacher of righteousness? And the word preacher, the Bible says in verse 4, so when the Samaritans were coming to him, they besought him that he would tarry with them. And he abode there 2 days. 2 days there he stayed with them. 2 days he gave them the scriptures. And the Bible says that many more believed because of his own word. They began to hear the word. The Bible says in John chapter 10. He said, my sheep know my voice, and the stranger they will not follow. My sheep hear my voice. They have become, as he was there and abode there 2 days, he became their shepherd. They would come, that they would become to know what, just like it says in Psalm 23. As they become their shepherd, as he becomes their good shepherd, as he becomes not only their shepherd, but the lamb to their life, that has changed their life. And they said this and declared this and said to the woman, now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves. They heard the voice of the Lord and know this, that it is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Do you know he's indeed your Christ? Do you know you're indeed Savior of the world? One day, one moment of time, sitting down on the well, Jesus Christ will give you everlasting life. If you were to ask him right now, he'll give you water that you'll never thirst again. Go ahead, Brother and Sister Green.
Praise God. Church, we're telling you this, people out there that are listening all over the different countries, all over the world, we're telling you all this because we love you. We are trying to share with you the true way to enter into heaven. If we go up any other way, we're the same as a thief and a robber, but we must go in at the door. And Jesus said he is the door. Praise God. And he standeth at the door and he knocks on your heart's door. And he's wanting to come in and sup with you, and you sup with him. Praise the Lord. And you know, you follow the Lamb wherever he goeth. Praise the Lord. And let your heart be clean and your hands be pure, or your heart to be pure and your hands to be clean. Praise the Lord. And follow the Lamb wherever he goes. That's the Bible in Revelations. Praise the Lord. And you know, he is the doorway into heaven. There's no other way in. Praise God. And Brother John, Brother Eddie is telling you the truth tonight. And it's the Lamb of God. He shed his blood for us. And we're telling you this again because we dearly love you. Praise the Lord. And I see another caller in, 423. Last four digits is 3003. Come on in, tell us who you are, and go ahead and obey God.
Praise the Lord, Sister Green. It's Brother Yearwood down here in Tennessee.
Hallelujah, brother. Go ahead and obey the Lord.
Well, it's just good to be on here tonight. Just good to enjoy what I heard there. I got in here kind of late. But anyway, I've got some scriptures here in John, the 20th chapter. I'm going to let Betty read for me there. I'm going to start in the 16th verse and go through the 31st. But there's a a verse or two in there that I'm going to speak on, but I just want to read these here so we'll get the meanings of it.
Okay. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. And then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have seen, that have not seen, and yet have believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that we might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name.
Amen. Praise God. I know that's quite a bit of reading there, but I just wanted to get over something there. Just to thinking about Thomas, you know, old Doubting Thomas, he said that he would believe if he touched the nail scars in his hands, and he'd believe if he touched his side, you know, thrust his hands in his side. But Jesus said, Blessed are they that believe and not yet seen. And, you know, well, there's a blessing to you and I tonight if we believe. And I thank God I believe that because I read it there in the Word of God, or had my wife read it there, and I heard the Word of God. And I believe, I praise God, that Jesus is the Son of the living God.
Yes.
I believe on him that we can have this life. I praise God. You know, there in the 31st verse there it says, But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believeth ye might have life through his name. You know, through the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we can have this life if we only believe it. You know, praise God, there's too many today is like doubting Thomas. They want to see something, but my friend, this is something that you got to see spiritual. You can't walk up there today and look up at him and touch him in the side or touch his nail scars. But you've got to take this by faith. Praise God that he is the Son of the living God, that he took the stripes upon his back for our healing, and that he took the nail scars. I was thinking today, Jesus walked up there, and he carried the cross up the old mountain there for a ways. Then he failed, and he had to get Peter to carry the cross on up there to him, for him. And they carried it up there, and they, Jesus laid himself down on that cross. And he could have called for 12 tribes of angels, 12,000 of angels to come and deliver him. But praise God, he didn't. He laid his life down for us. He said, no man take it, but he laid it down. He had power to lay it down, and he had power to take it up. And, you know, I tell you what, today, my friend, he's still there waiting on us just to call upon him. It don't matter where that you're at. All you got to do is call upon Jesus and believe and that you can have this life and have it through him. And I praise God tonight that I believe. I believe that Jesus is the Son of the living God.
Amen.
I believe, you know, Mary know that he was the Messiah whenever he said Mary. She first thought he was a gardener, but praise God, she believed whenever she heard his voice. She knowed him, and that's the way it is today, my friend. We know that God is the Son. We know that Jesus is the Son of the living God. If we'll only trust him and just believe him. I praise God for this. I praise God for this broadcast, and I praise God for what he's doing. And I'm just going to back up here, and I hope and pray that there's been something said. You know, Thomas there, he believed whenever he touched the nail scars, and whenever he touched his pure side, he believed. But, you know, blessed are they that believe and not yet seen. There's a blessing coming to you and I if we'll accept this and believe it, that Jesus is the Son of God. Praise God. And these miracles that he's done, many of them right there before him, praise God. And he's still doing the same miracle today if we just only believe it. You know, I was thinking today, I told Brother John today, and I was talking to him, people think we're crazy whenever we start speaking about faith and start speaking about healing, start speaking about miracles and signs and wonders. People think we're crazy, but praise God, I know that I know, hallelujah, that God is still God. He's still doing these same miracles that he said he would do. And, you know, he's looking for people to speak these words. My friend, these words that we speak, they're not ours, but they're our Father. And they have power in these words. If people will receive what a man of God says, if people will receive it, my friend, God will do that work. It's time that people that is believers start speaking the words of God and start confessing them and letting people receive it, and they can have this same. They can have their miracles and signs and wonders. Praise God. I'll turn it back to you, Brother and Sister Green. God bless you, and we appreciate you. We're listening.
Praise God. I was saying at the beginning of the broadcast that we are living in the day that the saints of old has preached about. For many years they've preached and they taught about the coming of the Lord, and we are in that time right now. And he said this generation shall not pass, praise God. And you know, I believe that we're in that time right now. And I know that there was a Holocaust with the Jews and with Hitler, and I know there was the Dark Ages where 400 years, the Christians were put in arenas of animals, and they were made fun of, and they were tortured, and they was men of old that tried to carry the gospel, and they was burned at the stake, and you know what? There's a worser time. You know, the Bible says there's a great tribulation like never known before is coming upon the land in Matthew 24. And I was thinking about the book of Revelations in the chapter 1 about the 17th, starting at the 17th verse. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Praise the Lord. Write these things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the seven angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. And I thought how Jesus walked in the midst of the seven churches. And you know, a lot of people say that we're in the age of the Laodicean church, but I got news for you. I believe, praise the Lord, that all seven churches are the condition of individual. That if you're in the church of Philadelphia or Smyrna, praise the Lord, he had no fault with them, but he found fault with five of them, and he told them to come out from that way and repent. And he said that they'd be overcomers. And, you know, if you come out of those other five churches and you repent, and you come into the either Smyrna or Philadelphia, this is what he told Philadelphia. He said unto the angel of the church of Philadelphia, write these things, saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, talking of Philadelphia, and to know that I love thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation which shall come upon the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from God, and will write upon him the new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And praise God. You know, we could be tonight, we could be in a lukewarm condition. We can be hot or cold. He said he would spew us out if we were warm. If we were hot or cold, he'd rather we be that. And other things that he said, the Laodicean church, I believe it was, he said, you say that you're rich and you have need of nothing. And, you know, that's how the world is today. And you know, these seven churches, he loved them. He said, they was my people, come out and separate yourself from this way. He had fought with them. And, you know, they had received Christ once upon a time. He told them to do the first works over again to one of the churches, and meaning to come back and repent. Praise the Lord. We're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We need to get back in the fold. Like Brother John was saying, I believe it was, or Brother Eddie was saying, that the 99 he had left and went after that one. And when you get saved, praise the Lord, when someone comes into the fold, praise the Lord, and gets saved, the angels rejoice. Hallelujah. Praise God. I tell you, this is the day. This is the hour. Hallelujah. Of your salvation. You must come in now. Brother Eddie Richards, he went yesterday morning. He came downstairs, they said, and he had breakfast with them and there where he was staying. And he went back upstairs and he didn't come back down for a while. And they went back up to look for him, and they found him. He had already gone. And, you know, we don't know when it's our time to leave this place. And I heard a man one time say, I'll get saved on my deathbed. And let me tell you, he went on to be about 66 years old, never had given his heart to the Lord, never had gotten saved. And don't you know that he bled out with an aorta aneurysm just like a snap of a finger. So I don't know if he had time to pray, but praise the Lord, if you got time under the sound of my voice to pray, don't waste no more time. Get on fire now for God and serve him. Praise the Lord while it's day, because night cometh when no man can work. And praise God and get about the Father's business right now. Praise the Lord while the Spirit of God is drawing you. Why don't you call in 347-989-8862, and we got many, lots of ministers here that will pray with you. Praise the Lord, you'll be into the fold again one more time. And if you've never been saved, and I encourage you to taste of him and see that he is good. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to turn this over to my husband, Brother Clint Green.
It's good to be with you. And I've enjoyed the ministers tonight that have preached so far, and I tell you, the Lord's coming back. We don't know when he's coming, but the Bible tells us by the signs that it could be any day that the Lord will come. I thank the Lord, you know, Brother Eddie, I think he started out how Jesus walked on the water and was coming, you know, to the boat or going by the boat. He made as though he would go by. And they looked out and saw that, thought it was a spirit walking on the water, but it was Jesus. And Peter said, if it be you, Lord, bid me to come. And he got out of the boat and he came to Jesus. I tell you tonight, I don't know what kind of boat you're in, but I tell you, if you're not in the Lord's boat, you need to get out of that boat that you're in, and you need to go to Jesus. It might not be an easy way to go. You might have some obstacles in the way that you may have to get out of the way, but I tell you, it'll be worth it after you come to Christ. And I was thinking, you know, the Bible said faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So, you know, we've got faith tonight. We can't see Jesus in the natural, but we can see him by faith. We can see
Amen.
Him in the Word of God. We look in the Word of God and we see the things that are written, and it builds our faith. You know, he was born of a virgin, the Bible says. Let me get this scripture for you. In Isaiah, first of all, Isaiah 9, 6, and 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Now, if you've got Old Testament scriptures, if you look into the book of Daniel, you'll find out that one of these days there's going to be a kingdom, an everlasting kingdom, that the Lord is going to come back and he's going to set up his kingdom on earth. Praise God. And the Bible said here that the increase, or it says, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. So this is going to be a kingdom that will last forever and ever. It tells us about the stone that was hewn out of the mountain. Praise God, and it came down and destroyed the kingdoms of this world. Praise God, there was things that they saw. Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, and he saw the worldly kingdoms, but there at the end he saw another kingdom, and he saw this kingdom that was to come. When Jesus was down here on earth, he said, pray, thy kingdom come. You know, thy will be done. Pray to the Father, our Father which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You see, one of these days, heaven's coming down. Praise God. And I want to be in it. The Bible said that there'll be no unclean thing that'll enter into the city of God. There'll be they'll all be on the outside. In other words, they won't be able to enter in. I'll tell you, you can't get in this unless you repent of your sins.
Amen.
Come clean with God and lay aside all the sin. You can't get into this kingdom. When they went forth to preach and they preached, thy kingdom come. They went everywhere preaching the kingdom is at hand. Praise God. And, you know, John the Baptist preached that Christ was coming, that there was one coming after me. He said, mightier than I. And this was the one we're talking about. This was the one in Isaiah chapter 9. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. You see, he started out as a child born in Bethlehem. The Bible tells us in Micah 5 and 2, but thou Bethlehem Ephrata, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. You see, the Bible tells us that unto us a child is born in Isaiah 9, and that the government would be upon his shoulders, praise God, and that of his government and peace there shall be no end, praise the Lord. It's going to be an everlasting kingdom. And I'm glad tonight that I'm in that kingdom, praise God. See, he's got a kingdom right now on earth. He's got a people, praise God. And those people are the ones that have accepted Christ as their personal Savior.
Yeah.
Believed on him as the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. You see, when we believe on Christ, then our sins, we accept him and we repent of our sins. Then our sins are washed away. The Bible said he became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Praise God. For he hath made him to be, 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. See, he said that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. You see, we can be if we will be. If we'll accept Christ as our Savior, if we'll repent of our sin, then we can get our sins washed away. When Christ died on that cross, Brother Yearwood was talking about how they put the nails in his hands and in his feet. And when he appeared unto Thomas, Thomas said, I ain't going to believe unless I see the nail prints in his hands and in his feet. And I thrust my hand into his side. Praise God. And he said we would be more blessed if we would believe having not seen. See, we have not seen him in the flesh, but we believe on him as the scripture has said. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, and I think it's verse 1 and 2, that we must believe the scriptures, how that Christ died for our sins, was buried, and that he rose the third day according to the scripture. See, it's all written down in the Word of God. We're not blindly believing in something that's not true, but we're looking at the Word of God, and we're looking at all the different scriptures that the Bible gives us, praise God. In Isaiah 7:14, he said he would give them a sign, and this is the sign in Isaiah 7:14. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. So that Emmanuel means God with us. See, he was in the beginning with God. In John chapter 1, the Bible tells us, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then on down, I think it's 14th verse, it said, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Praise God. See, he came into his own received him not. But the Bible said, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. See, we never saw him. We've never seen him. unless maybe you saw him in a vision or something like that. You might have seen the Lord in a dream, or maybe he could have came into your bedroom and talked to you or something. I don't know. There's people that's had that experience, praise God. But I've never had that experience. Someday I might. I've never talked to angels or anything like that, but some people have. Praise God. But the Paul the Apostle said, though I or an angel from heaven come preaching any other gospel, let him be accursed. You see, we can't take the word of an angel. We've got to take the word of God. And I'm so glad we've got it written. Praise God. Paul said it was written. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 15:1-2, I believe it is. He said we had to believe according to the scriptures. So we have the scriptures. And he told Timothy one place there. He said, preach the word, Timothy. He said, the time will come when they'll not endure sound doctrine, but they'll heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they'll be turned unto fables. We're living in that day, like Sister Joanna was talking about. We're living just about, I think, in Matthew 24, where he talked about all the things that was going to happen, about the earthquake and the gospel being preached in all the world for a witness. And he said, then shall the end come. I tell you what, we must be getting pretty close to the end of time when we see homosexuals, the way that they come out of the closet, and the things going on in the school systems around the world, and all these things that are happening.
Amen.
How our laws are being changed. And I'll tell you, it's almost a crime anymore to mention the name of Jesus. Seems like they're trying to take people off of the, you know, try to shut the computers and things down. They don't want people preaching Christ. One man said he thought the government burned up his computer. I ain't going to mention his name, praise God, but you know what? I hope our government don't get that bad. I hope that's not true, praise God. I tell you, this is a Christian nation. I'm glad to be in it. I thank God for it. I tell you, it's only by grace that we can come and preach to you tonight. It's the grace of God that brings salvation. And I was thinking about the woman at the well, you know. That woman at the well went to get her a drink of water, praise God. Like Brother John said, she had come out there in the middle of the day to get her some water. But you know what? She found some water that she'd never find in this world unless she found it from the man that was sitting on the well that day. He's the only one that's got that living water, praise God. We can drink from the well that he gives us, praise God. He said it would be a well in us, springing up into everlasting life. And he gave us that living water when we came to Christ. Praise God. You know, it's amazing to me that those people, they were Samaritans, but they knew who Jesus was. She said, is not this the Christ? You know, and they believed. They said they believed, praise God. And some of them said they believed not only because of her word, but they heard him for themselves, and they knew that he was the Savior of the world. Now, how did they know he was the Savior of the world? That's amazing to me that they knew it, but the Jewish people didn't know it. They crucified Christ. He came into his own. See, he was a Jew. He told the woman at the well, he said, salvation is of the Jews. See, he had to be raised up from among his brethren. Like last week, we talked about a prophet in Deuteronomy 18. Deuteronomy 18, 15 through 19, there was a prophet. Moses said, the Lord our God shall raise up a prophet likened unto me. And whosoever would not hear that prophet would be cut off from among the people. I know for sure that Jesus is that prophet. There can't be another one that could come and do the things that he done and fulfill the many scriptures that he fulfilled, right down to being born in Bethlehem. And it also said in Judea, he was of the house of David. He was of the tribe of Judah, praise God. And also the Bible tells us in John chapter 3, in the 14th verse, And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. You see, Jesus was preaching to Nicodemus in chapter 3, and he told him you must be born again. And he told him that as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, you see, Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, the Bible said in Numbers chapter 20 and 21. And I don't have time probably to read that, but they were bitten serpents. But Moses was telling Nicodemus how that he was going to die. He was telling Nicodemus that I'll be lifted up. In other words, I'll be lifted up between heaven and earth. I'll be lifted up just like Moses lifted up that serpent in the wilderness. Moses took and made a brazen serpent and put it on a pole and lifted it up. And when those people were bitten by serpents, they would come and look upon that brazen serpent that was upon that pole, and they would be healed. Now you think about it, how many there were, probably a million people. I don't know how many there were, 600,000 or whatever. And they were living in tents or whatever they was living in. They had to be living in tents, I assume, because they would follow the cloud and by day and the fire by night as they traveled through the wilderness. Praise God. And when that cloud moved or that fire moved, that pillar of fire, they had to move with it. So they had to break down their tent, and away they would go. If you was on the outside of that great, huge community of people, you might have to walk a long ways to get there where that brazen serpent was. But if you just sat there, you'd die. If you just stayed where you was, you'll die. Now I'm telling you tonight, if you stay where you're at, you're going to die. You've got to get up and come to Christ. You know, there's churches all around. There's churches in the United States of America in these little cities. There might be three or four churches in one little town. And in a big city, there ain't no telling how many churches there are. But people are sitting in their house and they won't come. They need to come to where Christ is. I didn't find him. I'm going to let Joanna have it back here. But I didn't find Christ in a bar room. I didn't find him on the lakeside. And I didn't find him on the beach. I found him in the house of God. I found Amen. Him where the gospel was being preached. That's where I found him. I had to go where he was, praise God. He's not out here in the beer joints. He's not out here on the ball field and places like that. You'll have to go where Christ is. I want to encourage you tonight to go find Christ, your personal Savior. Find you an altar. You can find him at an altar. Turn it back over to Joanna.
Praise the Lord. We need to pray for the Richardson family. Pray for brother Pastor John Samples. Pray for his two grandchildren. Pray for Sister Betty Yearwood's two brothers and a sister that's needing prayer. And many, many other requests. I'm going to ask Brother Eddie, would you lead us in prayer, brother? And if you have requests, go ahead and turn that in.
I'd like to say that it's good to be on this broadcast again tonight. I'd just like to be remembered in this prayer. I'd just like to be remembered that God would use us greater than he's ever used us before. And I thank God for the outreach of this broadcast. Father, I pray, Lord, tonight in Jesus' name for the Richardson family, Father. God, where deaths occurred at tonight, Lord, I pray, God, that you'd just move, Father. And, Lord, you said that you'd go on away, but you said you wouldn't leave us comfortless, but you'd send another comforter that he may abide with us forever. And I pray, God, that you'd just comfort them, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, I pray, God, tonight for John Samples, two grandchildren, Lord, that you'd move for them. And, God, that you'd let the healing virtue of Christ go forth and bring healing to them, Lord. You said that that is by stripes that we were healed. And, oh, God, tonight I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would just pour your spirit out, Father, and begin to heal, God. And Lord, not only these, but the ones, Lord, that's in the audience tonight, God, I pray that, God, that you'd let the Spirit of God go out, Father, and begin to touch and begin to heal, Lord, and begin to bring deliverance, Father, and bring people to Christ, Lord. And God, I pray, Father, that you would, Lord, just move, Father, God, and do a great work, Lord. God, in Jesus' name we pray, Father. Back to you, sister.
Praise God. Brother Samples, Pastor Samples, tell us where you're located, brother.
We're located 75 miles south of Atlanta, Georgia, in Thompson, Georgia. We're at 114 East Main Street, right downtown Thompson, Georgia. And we just thank the Lord for the opportunity and just want to pray. We got a good report. My one grandson was operated on in Rider Hospital yesterday, into the operation great, and got some things. We just praise the Lord. We had another five-year-old little boy. He was recovering from surgery. We had one man in our church that was supposed to suddenly, this past Monday morning, go and have a five bypass. And I told him in church I didn't believe he was going to have it. He went to the hospital in Macon, Georgia, and they ran some tests in him and before they were going in for surgery, and they couldn't find any blockages. So we praise the Lord he didn't have to have a surgery. So
praise the Lord.
Tonight, and we just praise the Lord that he's alive and well. We thank him for the opportunity to speak his word, and he is following with signs and wonders, and so we just appreciate what he's doing.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Remember the revival that Brother Yearwood's going to be in, and we're going to be there in there with him at Dalton, Georgia, and that's May the 12th through the 15th, I believe. And our time is done, come and went, and we'll see you again next Friday, 11, same time, 11 p.m. Eastern time. God bless.
God bless you.
God bless. God bless.